This is Janelle Yates, Senior Editor of OBG Management. Every so often, medical researchers zoom in on cord clamping, specifically the timing of cord clamping. Is early clamping still acceptable, or are there benefits for the mother or infant to delaying clamping for a minute or longer? In this audio cast, Dr. John Repke describes a recent Cochrane review of the issue, which involved 15 randomized trials and almost 4,000 mother-infant pairs. Dr. Repke also explains how he plans to incorporate the Cochrane data into his current practice. Dr. Repke is university professor and chairman of obstetrics and gynecology at Penn State University College of Medicine. He is also obstetrician-gynecologist-in-chief at the Milton S. Hershey Medical Center in Hershey, Pennsylvania. He serves on the OBG Management Board of Editors. Dr. Repke, could you briefly summarize the current evidence on the timing of cord clamping?
Sure. There's really very little good evidence on what the optimal timing for cord clamping is, and a lot of it actually has more to do with the prematurely delivered infant than the term infant. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists published a committee opinion on the timing of umbilical cord clamping, and this appeared last December, in December of 2012. But the findings reported in that were largely inconclusive. Additionally, a Cochrane review that was published, and I know we're going to talk about this in more detail in a minute, really also left the reader with very little in the way of conclusive advice one way or the other. And likewise, even a statement from the World Health Organization that's included in that Cochrane review, while it states that the cord should not be clamped earlier than necessary, the WHO itself graded this as a weak recommendation based on low-quality evidence. So I don't really think we've got anything conclusive here to guide practitioners in one direction or another.
The Cochrane review you mentioned was widely covered in the media and may prompt some women to ask their obstetricians about delayed cord clamping. How would you counsel such a patient?
So what I would do, and this is really, I think, a common theme in a lot of obstetrics, is we try to work with our patients. We try to engage in some shared decision making. There's no real major risk to delayed cord clamping, although we'll talk a little bit about what some of those risks might be. And I think that if a patient felt very strongly about it, I would certainly try to accommodate her wishes. What patients also need to be aware of, though, is that in many circumstances, delayed cord clamping just may not be possible, and this lack of ability to do it may not be predictable. So, for example, at the time of delivery, if there is a very, very tight nuchal cord, then and the only way to reduce that nuchal cord is to actually clamp and cut it, well, that obviously eliminates the possibility of delayed cord clamping. Or if there's meconium staining where the baby needs to be immediately handed off to a resuscitation team, or if there's any other evidence of potential compromise at the time of birth. So there are many reasons why delayed cord clamping may not be possible. In the setting of the premature baby, where most of the literature has suggested that delayed cord clamping might actually be beneficial, the difficulty there is when you've got prematurity, you frequently have a waiting team of neonatologists standing by who want access to that child as quickly as possible in order to begin the resuscitation efforts that many prematurely delivered infants are going to need. And so this will preclude the opportunity for delayed cord clamping in that setting as well. So bottom line is it's really probably doable in many cases, and my guess is, and this is totally a guess, I have no data about this, the majority of patients probably are not going to feel strongly one way or another and are probably not going to ask. The majority of obstetricians are probably going to practice the way that they've been trained to practice, and in the middle will be the people that want to pursue this or obstetricians that believe in this, and in the absence of any clear-cut contraindications, I think that either approach, either traditional early cord clamping or delayed cord clamping, at least based on the evidence we have available now, is perfectly acceptable.
What about a patient who asks for a birth plan that includes early skin-to-skin contact, early breastfeeding, and delayed cord clamping? Would that be feasible?
Again, in many instances, this should be perfectly feasible. And what do I mean by many instances? We're talking about the uncomplicated term delivery, the baby's delivered, very vigorous, not in need of any resuscitation. This baby can be immediately placed on the mother's abdomen, and early skin-to-skin contact can occur, and cord clamping can be delayed. One of the difficulties in trying to evaluate the literature on delayed cord clamping is that when you look at the studies in the Cochrane Review, the studies were very heterogeneous, and even the definition of delayed cord clamping varied from as little as 1 minute after delivery to as much as when the cord stopped pulsating, which could be in excess of 5 minutes. And those studies were sort of all lumped together into this review. So nobody's even sure if one were to embrace this philosophy of delayed cord clamping, what is the optimal time of delaying? Is it 1 minute? Is it 2 minutes or 3 minutes? Is it 5 minutes? Is it until the cord stops pulsating entirely? And we really don't have good evidence to guide us in this regard as of yet.
Is there any way to predict which infants are likely to require phototherapy prior to cord clamping? And if so, would delayed clamping be appropriate for infants who are unlikely to require such therapy?
That's really the crux of one of the issues of delayed cord clamping, is that when you look at the recommendations, what's clear is that we don't have clear-cut evidence of benefit, other than there might be a slightly lower incidence of iron deficiency in newborns who have delayed cord clamping as opposed to early. But this benefit clearly comes at the expense of a higher incidence of neonatal jaundice that requires phototherapy, leading to the conclusion being that the investigators that looked at this in the Cochrane concluded that delayed cord clamping should only be performed when there is ready access to phototherapy. And reading between the lines, I would interpret that statement as saying we really can't predict which babies are going to need phototherapy, so if you're going to adopt this technique on a wide scale, you need to make sure that you have ready access to phototherapy. And while this may not be an issue for much of the developed world, this may be an issue for developing countries. And secondarily, phototherapy is not an entirely benign process either. Like with any procedure, there can be complications associated with it. And while these are very, very few and far between, I don't think any of my pediatric colleagues would disagree if I were to say that phototherapy is not absolutely devoid of any complications.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about early versus delayed cord clamping?
Well, I think the main thing is that we don't have sufficient evidence to direct clinical practice at the present time, or to offer strong recommendations to guide clinical practice at the present time. There are clearly some potential benefits in prematures, but as I stated earlier, prematures frequently are delivered in circumstances where immediate transition from the obstetrician to the neonatologist is necessary, and that eliminates the need, that eliminates the possibility of delayed cord clamping. In the term infant, what we're really looking at least currently based on the evidence, are some very, very minor potential benefits, which is specifically hemoglobin and hematocrit concentrations and potential iron deficiency, which in developed countries is very easily remedied. And on the flip side, for those babies that have delayed cord clamping, they might have higher hemoglobins and hematocrits initially. They might have higher incidences, or rather higher indices of iron stores, but it's going to be at the expense of increased jaundice requiring phototherapy. And whether or not that is a good trade of risks and benefits, we really don't know yet. So at this time, my general advice would be that practitioners and their patients should continue to do what they feel most comfortable with. And if this comes up in the conversation, which my guess is it's not going to in most cases, at least at the present time, that it should be a shared decision-making process so that both practitioners and patients understand the potential risks, the potential benefits, and are comfortable with what the ultimate decision is. And even in the setting where delayed cord clamping is agreed upon, recognize that circumstances that occur right at the time of birth could potentially preclude allowing that to occur.
Thank you, Dr. Repke.
Thank you very much.